I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 11th, 2023. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello!
I was going to say, how are you doing, Andy, but it's visibly not well. Yeah.
I am horrendous. You could probably tell from my voice. My throat's really sore and, yeah, just generally not having a very good time today. So, it's probably for the best, G-Man. I think if you take the reins on this and I save what little voice I have.
Yeah, you use it for the bits that you're needed for there, so that's fine.
Leave the show to yourself, enjoy.
No worries. So there'll be a lot of muting on Andy's side when he does his coughs, but yeah, you will notice that we have Joey with us today in our fair cities in Glasgow. How are you feeling, Joey, about the fact that last night we witnessed greatness in a stunning 2-2 draw at the Smisa Stadium in Paisley?
I would have felt a little bit better if I hadn't done my usual MO and add too many looks to the same game. It was a great night of football. That was a great finish. Unfortunately, didn't quite work out for Andy's 5-team ACCA, but that's just because we didn't collaborate beforehand and get on the same wavelength.
Exactly. Joey, back to 2-2 draw.
Did he?
That's
tremendous.
Each,
I had them in my
five on each team, and then just nope.
Yeah.
I had them in my 5-team ACCA, and the other four came in, which was including Copenhagen. Copenhagen were even on that against Man United, so it was worth a decent amount of money. And Hibs losing a goal in the 93rd minute ruined it for me. Oh, well. At least it was a fun night, Joey.
Yeah, it ruined it for me as well, just as a fan, you know. It'd be a good start, and obviously Joey's in the UK just now, but I think we'll start off by going through last week's picks. Pretty tough week for a lot of us here, so we will roll on through. Starting off with Andy, and a game that both, in fact, Joey can do this bit because he was there. Joey, what did you think of Dundee United Inverness?
It was a good time. I think I had a great time on the bus, and it was just massively unlucky.
The highlights, the bus. You know, the game wasn't great.
It's a good bus.
I didn't say that. I never said the game wasn't great. I hadn't gotten to that part yet. It was unfortunate not to get that finish in the first 20-ish minutes, Andy?
Scott McMahon missed an open goal. Yeah, he put it over the bar. It was unfortunate.
Massively unfortunate, and yeah, would have been a completely different game after that. And yeah, it was weird. They got the equalizer, Dundee United, and then it wasn't like they went on to try and grab that win. It was almost like they were okay, now we're back to level, we'll get back into our rhythm here, where it's like, okay, now you just equalize, there's what, 30 minutes left, 25 30 minutes left, like, fucking go on, go grab it. And they just couldn't break them down.
So it ended 1-1. I think that's my first banker loss of the season. Not good.
Yeah, it was a tough one in there. Next one, I also lost my banker, which I've done 2 out of the last 5 weeks, I think, which isn't very good. This was Heidenheim versus Stuttgart, and I really like Stuttgart win or draw. Congratulations, Heidenheim, on your 2-0 win against Stuttgart. Dreadful. And I know that a couple other guys in the podcast group were on like a straight up Stuttgart win, which is just like they were 4-6. They were nearly a value pick in there as well. Like, I was just as happy with them winning this game. Heidenheim scored early in the second half, and then they put in a goal on a Stuttgart break, 90+3, I think. But yeah, Stuttgart well beaten. So a disappointment there in that slot.
It was a bit unfortunate. Stuttgart did miss a penalty, right?
They missed a penalty. And
scored, so. Yeah. And it's not like the keeper made a save. I mean, the guy just fucking sent it over the bar. I don't know why they had Silas take that. I thought they would have had Undav, but I guess now they know.
Now they know. He won't be on the next one. So no banker for me. And Dortmund versus Bayern. So this was a Jerome's banker in here. He had both teams to score. And I believe it was a 4-0 Bayern win. I mean, someone correct me if I'm wrong there. But we did talk about this as over. When I looked at this pick, I got it confused with his charity because I was like, oh, he's got his banker in. It was over 3.5, but that was in a separate game. Oh. That was in Arsenal versus Newcastle. And I was like, oh, that's a really good pick there. I was like, shit, it's both teams to score in this. So a bit of a difficult week in the old banker slots here. It was a 4-0 loss for that, but incredibly unusual for none of us to hit our banker.
I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
I think it might be.
202nd episode.
It's certainly been a while if it has.
Yeah.
A nil for three in that slot. I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't think it has. But with all of us doing that was pretty crap. But so on to the values this week. Andy started with PAX versus MTK Budapest.
Yeah.
He fancied a PAX win.
Didn't come good. 0-0. PAX had twice as many shots. Twice as many shots on target. They've been scoring for fun in the run-up to this. It's always nice to have a wee look at Twitter or X and type in the team name that you're backing to see if other people have been doing it and are equally frustrated. And the answer was yes. Yes, they were. A lot of vitriol on there for them not being able to score a goal. So it ended 0-0 and no value pick.
Value was where I did the damage this week. This was Betis versus Mallorca. Betis won this game 2-0. They were EP'd in about the 60th minute. Went off at 6-7. Just a value win for me in there. Value for Jerome, a game he was at. This was Burnley versus Crystal Palace. And he pretty much nailed it with talking about, he's like, this might be the last of Burnley's current management team's games together. Although they didn't get sacked on the back of that, it's looking pretty close here. They've got another tough matchup this weekend as well. So Palace won this game away from home 17-11. So a good result there for Jerome in the value slot, which takes us on to the outsider and another success for Mr. Vaughan here. So Andy, do you want to talk about the spoils of Wigan?
Yeah, so I'd noticed that a couple of weeks ago, Exeter played Wigan in the league and Wigan were successful away from home. So I fancied them to do it again in the FA Cup, a competition that they won 10 years ago and would really care about. And they did do it again. They beat Exeter 2-0 away from home in my outsider slot. At better than 2-1, odds of 9-4. So really happy with that one.
My outsider slot didn't come in, but I ran it close again. And I'm not back in Brescia this week. This was a draw between Citadel and Brescia. It was two each up until the 82nd minute in which Citadel has scored and made it 3-2. So again, it was another one goal, close one in there, but just disappointing because Brescia are really good at scoring late goals. They just couldn't cobble anything together in the last, what turned out to be, you see, I think it's 8 minutes to go. They actually had 15 because of the added time in here. So they had a quarter of an hour to do something and couldn't do it. If you look at the XG, you look at the ball possession, goal attempts, 0.93 expected goals for both teams. And they managed to turn it into a 3-2. 48% to 52, 16 goal attempts, 5-4 shots on goal. Like, it was a really tight game. Decided by fine margins, but no outsider for me. Jerome's outsider. Now, this was interesting. Everton Brighton, his reasoning, Brighton are shit. Very close to being true here. This was Everton took an early lead here and they were leading for most of the game until Brighton scored with about 15 minutes to go to make it one each and scupper his dreams of getting an outsider double in here. Andy, is there anything you want to say about that?
I believe it was an own goal as well, an Ashley Young own goal.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, disappointing in there because the 2 out of 3 does us really well on the outsider. So fine margins in the outsides, arguably closer in the outsiders as a collective than the bankers this week. Again, when it comes to to some of them in there. But yeah, so disappointing there. Charity, Andy, how did the Verdi boys get on?
They went and won the game 1-0 at odds of 4-7, which I was really happy with, considering they got a man sent off in the first half and played the entire second half with 10 men. So 10 men, Tokyo Verde managed to win that second half 1-0 against Toshigi SC, and my charity pick came in.
A good result for you there. Mine did not. This is the running theme at the moment with a charity. I think it's like 3 weeks now. I haven't hit one. This was Palermo away at Sampdoria. Palermo were absolutely flying. Not flying enough to beat Sampdoria. However, they lost 1-0 to a Fabio Barini penalty that he then missed, but then followed in the rebound. I feel it's unjust that he gets two things on the score sheet there, like penalty miss and goal, even though he couldn't do the first one properly. But yeah, disappointing in there. Palermo weren't even, they had more of the ball, but they'd less shots on target, less than that. So a disappointing charity bet, and I'll be avoiding them for a wee while now. And Newcastle Arsenal was Jerome's charity. This was over 2.5 goals. I mean, this game was mental. Like, Arteta completely lost it. Obviously, there was more bookings than anything else in this game than goals. It finished 1-0 at Newcastle. But yeah, so just an interesting game of football, but not one that contained a lot of goals. Both of them had been banging them in. Sometimes they neutralise each other like that. But all in all, not a fabulous week for me, not a fabulous week for Jerome, but an all right week for Andy in there, getting his charity and his outsider in. Work to do, and we'll be doing that this week.
It could have been better for me. Like, the banker and the value both ended in draws, close draws, where the team that I'd backed really should have won. So
yeah,
we're not far away.
Just we are not. Week. But yeah, so obviously we're going to go to the midsection here. The midsection, for all you patrons out there, you'll know, has been full of pretty good picks of recent. I had taken what I'd considered another banker in there last week, and it won, which is great. What was bad was my actual banker fucking lost. So I'm endeavouring to maybe not say as much in the middle section this time and just keep everything in the main one. But yeah, so we'll be heading to the midsection just now. If you are one of our patrons, you'll be able to hear us talk about all things, I'm sure. Joey, have you got goals in there? Is there chat of goals in this midsection? Andy will do some coughs. That's some sweet cough content in there. And I'll be talking about the French lower leagues. But yeah, if you sign up to our Patreon, if you go to tramplebet.com, you'll be able to see how you sign up on there. And yeah, you'll be able to hear this next section. So, gents, let's take it to the break.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome back. So, for those of you on Patreon, you'll notice that we have lost Mr. Vaughn here, who really is not well at all, and like has woke up like in sweats, hasn't sent his picks in or anything here. Generally, the first guy to put his picks in as well when it comes to that, like a couple of days in advance, but just really has not been well here. So, me and Joey have done his picks, right? And we've done his picks because, you know how when you have enough content, like I think if we just sent like a chat GPT at this is what it'd come out with. But, you know, you've got me and Joey here who have got to listen to Andy enough of a time. So we think we know exactly who he'd be picking in this week. So we'll give his reasoning. We'll give who he thinks. And if he goes 12 out of 12, that's it. He's pretty much done. Like he's not yet. Big pats on the back here for both of us. So Joey, I mean, you covered it briefly to start with. So Andy's banker this week, which we think will be breaking his heart, would be Leverkusen versus Union Berlin. So this game was on Sunday, and we think that he thinks that Leverkusen would win this game at home. So they're 2-7 to do so. They play Karabag tonight. Union, we were talking about this in the pub last night. Union have been fucking dreadful. Like, for a team that have been playing, like, it's a team you'd associated with. They ran the league quite close last season. They've been up towards the top of the games. They've taken 6 points from 10 games. You know, they stopped the bleeding a little bit last night against Napoli with a 1-1 draw in there. But before that, it was, is it 10? 12 games? 12 straight losses. 12 straight L's. Now, if you've taken 12 straight L's.
13 unbeaten. 13 winless.
13 winless. If you've taken 12 L's in a row and then you've drawn against Napoli, who do you think the team you'd least like to play against is? Personally, I would say the team
that's 2, 4, 6, 8. Probably the team that's won 10 straight matches, yeah, and hasn't lost in, 12, 14, 16, 18 games?
Yes.
17 wins, one draw, yeah. I wouldn't want to face them, no. Especially not away from home either.
Away from home, they're playing the team who have, you know, they beat Hoffenheim last week, who Joey was talking about in the midsection, are scoring for fun at the moment. They just look like an immovable object at the moment. And I wouldn't describe Union as an unstoppable force. So we think that that's what he would think for his banker here. So you'll get Leverkusen at 2-7 at home here. Now on to more sensible picks. My banker. I am going to be in the Italian Serie A. And a team that I actually haven't backed in a wee while because they had a bit of a wobble for a while. And I'll be taking Juventus. And I'll be taking them at home to Cagliari. And I'll be taking, they're also 2-5, 4-11, Ladbrokes, depending on which bookmaker you're choosing to get. The two teams that have been playing all right. Juve's home record has been really good. They beat Verona, they beat Torino, they beat Lecce, they beat Lazio, and they drew with Bologna. What I liked about this game was the head-to-head. Juve have won the last five iterations of this game. 2-0, 2-0, 4-0, 3-1, 3-0. Cagliari's away form has been a cup draw with Udinese, a 2-2 draw with bottom of the league Salernitana. I was reading that there. And losses to Fiorentina, Atalanta and Bologna, all teams that are of Juve's calibre. And I just think Juve second in the league, 2 points behind league leaders, playing against Cagliari, who are just outside the relegation zone, 1 point ahead of Verona, is a good time to be taking them as my banker. So we have had Leverkusen, we have had a Juve. Joey, where are you?
Yeah, so I'll round out the banker trouble with a little bit of spice because, you know, I mean, why else would I be here?
This is more than 1-7. I will have you.
No, so for my banker this week, I'm going to be in Korea. And I thought this was by far one of the best picks I could have come up with for a banker. Obviously, I was looking at Leverkusen and it almost felt like a softball pitch. Like a logo, but like low-hanging fruit. I mean, it's
a bit cheap as a pick to bring to the podcast.
Well, for my taste, yeah. But yeah. Hey, no, a win is a win. That's what we're trying to go for here. So
yeah, absolutely.
No shade. But so I'm looking at Daegu versus Gwangju. And I like the away team Gwangju to avoid defeat. So the Gwangju double chances at 1-2. So still falls within our banker.
Meets the criteria.
Limits. I just like to be on the high end of that. That's nothing wrong with that. Just as long as it comes in.
As long as it comes in. That's fine.
So that's going to be on Saturday at 7:30 a.m. And so there's three matches left in the K-League season. And Gwangju find themselves firmly in third place for that last AFC Champions League qualification spot. And so if they are 3 points better in that second place, they automatically qualify versus having to go through a qualification process, which I think they'll be up for. There's some incentive into that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Daegu, they sit bottom of the championship group, and they technically have a chance to qualify for that spot that Gwangju currently occupies. But I mean, they're still 5 points behind, 4 or 5 points behind. And I look at that as an outside chance. I mean, they lost their first two matches to start the season, granted, it's against Ulsan Hyundai and Jeonbuk. So two of the perennial top teams. So I won't harp on them too much for that. But that really puts them behind the eight ball here. And Guangzhou really just need to avoid defeat to sort of not cement that spot, but really give themselves a push forward. And it also doesn't hurt that Guangzhou have been in sensational form leading up to that split, topping the 10, 15, and 20 game form table. And they've only lost twice in their last 15 matches overall. And a lot of their recent success has actually come away from home with just one loss in their last 13 away matches. Add in the fact that they've won four straight matches at Daegu with only one loss in their last seven trips to Daegu. And I mean, 1-2 is just a phenomenal price. And the fun fact I've got here for this one is the away side has actually only lost once in the last 12 meetings between these sides.
Oh, really?
And Guangzhou has lost just six times in the last 16 meetings, all locations, dating back to 2014. So for whatever reason, I think it's a lot of the way that these teams set up, where they kind of like to sit back and hit on the counter so that away team really capitalizes on the home team having to take that bonus. And I think in this spot, I wouldn't be surprised if this ends level, just given how good Daegu have generally been at home this season. But I was actually on the border of looking at this for a value shout for Guangzhou to win, actually, just given how insanely well they've been doing. Plus, they're trying to hold off John Buck and Incheon in those fourth and fifth spots as well. So I think them to avoid defeat is a great shout.
A double chance in there. So at 1-2, so you have Guangzhou on the double chance there. You have Leverkusen at home to Union Berlin, and you have a Juve at home to Cagliari. I don't have odds for that, but I'd imagine it'll be just about 1.5-ish.
Could be over 3-2. Yeah.
So that's good. Well, we'll move on to the values. So our community source value here, me and Joey scoured the leagues that Andy likes to look in. There's three. And we've pieced together what we think would be his value pick here. And we're in Denmark. And it's on Friday night. And it has the potential to wreck the podcast before it's even started. So 6 p.m. Friday night, Silkeborg versus Randers. Silkeborg, best home team in Denmark, surprisingly. They have taken from their seven games, they've taken 16 points at home. They've been really, really good. They're doing all their good work at home. They're playing against a Randers team who's taken 5 points from seven away games. So under a draw a game. Silkeborg have been great when they've been playing at home here. They beat Lyngby 5-0 in that game where Andy had backed Lyngby. They've beaten Viborg. They've beaten Viborg in here. They've beaten Fjellhe. They've beaten Nordsjælland. Over the last five games between Silkeborg and Randers, there has been one draw, one Randers win, and three Silkeborg home wins here. So they are both, you know, they're a team that likes to play against Randers and likes to beat them. Randers is away form, lost to Aarhus, draw with Midtjylland. They beat B93 in penalties, which is a cup game in between here. They beat Vejle, but lost to Brøndby in their last five. So there's been, you know, a bit of up and down results. You'll get Silkeborg at home at 7-10. And I think, or 4-5 actually on 365, I think this will probably touch evens before it kicks off, because more people know Randers than they do Silkeborg here. And I think people will go down and back that year. So we're giving them the curse. We're putting them up first, putting them on, bat and lead off. Let's hope there's no grounding out to the pitcher.
He technically has a scapegoat in this one. So
he's
fine. Hey, this wasn't my pick.
These weren't my picks.
It lets down the mega cube. But conversely, though, we absolutely will take all credit for getting the mega cube.
Oh, absolutely.
Good start, though.
Definitely. But I mean, Silkeborg are a great pick here. I think the home form is great. They're doing really well just now. Just the time to be backing Silkeborg is now, and we will be doing that. So, moving away from Silkeborg, moving back into my wheelhouse, for my value, I am in France and the French League 2 for Laval versus Concarneau. Laval are top of the French second division and have been for some time. They've been pretty good of recent. This game is on Saturday at 6 o'clock at night. They've been really good. Last five home games, they did lose to Saint-Étienne in their last game, but prior to that, they'd won their previous four. Concarneau's away form hasn't been fab. They've lost 2, drawn 1, and 1-2. If you look at the standings, Laval top of the league, taking 29 points from 13 games. They're 3 points clear of Angers in second. Concarneau are down 14th out of a 20-team league. They've taken 15 points from their 12 games. I just think it's a good time to be back in Laval at home. They're the second best home team in the league, taking 15 points from their 6 games. They're only the second best because Angers have played an additional game where they've taken 17 points from their 7 games. So they do have the opportunity to be the best home team in the league here. Concarneau's away form, they're the 12th best team out of a 20-team league for their away form here. They've taken 7 points from their 6 games. Their goal difference is negative. 4 goals scored, 8 conceded. Laval have been very good at home at keeping them out. They've scored 7, conceded 3. So I just think it's a good time to be back in Laval, and I will be doing so. And you can get them at 8 to 11. So, Joey, what you got?
The Lavalue. I love it.
Lavalue, yes. Did you like that when I popped that in the chat?
I had a proper chuckle when I saw that. It made me very happy. So for my value pick, I'm going to bring it back home to the continent, or the continental country here. And I like to think I'm going to be putting on my my Dave Greenfield hat for this one. Nice. I'd like to think he'd be proud of this one. And I like Stockport to win away at Swindon. You can get that at even money. So that's going to be on Saturday at 3 p.m. And Stockport are in first place, traveling to 10th place Swindon. And hopefully this will be straightforward, because while Swindon have picked up 16 of their 23 points at home, scoring 19, conceding 7 in 7 matches, they've been massively off the mark a lot lately. They've lost 6 of their last 8 overall, while now 7 of their last 9 have been played at the midweek. And they lost back-to-back home matches, including a shock 7-4 loss in the FA Cup to National League side Aldershot.
Yes,
he's not even... This is a team probably...
Out of the pyramid, Joey.
15, maybe 20 places below them in the pyramid, versus a team 10 places above them in their own league. I mean, that's already a good start. But yes. Stockport, on the other hand, they've been absolutely brilliant. They had a slightly shaky start in the beginning of the season, the first couple matches, but they've won 12 matches on the spin now. And historically, there's only been 3 meetings this decade. Stockport's won 2 and drawn 1. So they haven't lost to Swindon yet. Swindon, they did start hot out of the gate, and rightfully so. They were banging goals. I've been loving them for both teams to score in over 2.5.
Yeah, could tell.
But they've massively come back down to earth, and this is literally the definition of two teams trending in opposite directions. Swindon played away at Colchester in the midweek. They took a 1-0 lead in the first half, and then conceded 3 goals in the second half to lose 3-1. Add in the fact that they lost Aldershot.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just a tough run of form, and I think Stockport's going to eat it up. I wouldn't be surprised if there's both teams to score on this, obviously. So if you want to get a little spicy, throw in Stockport win plus both to score. But I mean, I just can't look past the Stockport win, and even money is a phenomenal shout.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, well, I actually I do know the price on this, Joey, because I squirreled away and looked it up here. So that treble of Laval, Stockport, and Silkeborg will return you 5.68-1. So it would be an excellent start for the weekend there.
We can work with that.
So, Joey, this is where me and you get a bit controversial, because Andy's outsider. We are 3 games to go in Japan. We are looking at 2 teams who still are towards the top of the table, with 1 being on top and 1 being in third. We're looking at show hatred for me, Urawa, and we're getting involved in this game again. So, why not in here? So this is the kind of thing he would be doing here.
Plenty of reasons why we shouldn't be, but
yeah. But today we're looking at Urawa versus Kobe. So this is 2 teams right up at the top of the league. 62 points Kobe versus 54 points Urawa. Kobe are looking at 3 games to go. They're top of the league here. And they're playing against an Urawa team who are in that Champions League AFC place in third. Both teams need something out of this game. So Urawa you know, to hold off Hiroshima and Nagoya right behind them from getting in that AFC position. Kobe to try and go on and win, the league. They're only 2 points ahead of the F Marinos here. They're two teams that the last two games have been two each draws between them. So they're two teams that have been getting involved in tight games between them themselves. Urawa's home record, they lost in the Champions League to Pohang. They obviously beat Kashiwa a couple of weeks ago when Andy had backed them there. Kobe's away form, they beat Yokohama, who are just below them, 2 weeks ago. They drew with Shonan. They drew with FC Tokyo. They lost on penalties to Ruasa Kumamoto in the Emperor's or the Levain Cup here, and they got beat with Hiroshima. So they're a team that have a bit of a, you know, their away form isn't fantastic here. Joey and I think that it's going to be a draw. And we think that we can bring this to the show here, one, in the theme of Andy, but two, without taking the potential risk of actually backing against or with Urawa here. They're spoilers. They just like to spoil other people's fun here. And we think that there's a pretty reasonable chance this game could end up as a draw. 9-4. You can get them as a draw. You know, you're over 2-1 there. It looks like a draw all day for us. You know, the form table has them right beside each other, 10 points from 5, 9 points from 5. Urawa's home, they're, you know, Urawa's home record, they've taken 30 points from 15 games. We think that this game's going to be a draw.
Yeah, and to be fair, they, in their midweek AFC Champions League match against Pohang, which I'm kind of kicking myself because I had a feeling that might have been a Pohang win because they won 2-0 at Urawa. But this one was reverse fixture. That was looking 1-1 for the longest time, and then Pohang nicked a late winner, which they've been doing this season. They've been had late goals, plenty of late goals. So that's not the surprising part. But I mean, that was shaping up to be a draw. And again, it's two sides up towards the top. Each one has their own motivation, and they're not going to want to drop points. I think this is a great shout.
Absolutely,
for a draw. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed in there. So yeah, that's what we think on Andy's one there for his outsider. Again, onto my outsider here. I am predictably what you would think I would be. I'm in France. I'm in League Two, and I'm another 6 o'clock at night kickoff on Saturday. And this is Auxerre versus Saint-Étienne, and I fancy a draw in this game. Two teams are right beside each other in the table, 24 and 22 points, third and fourth. Auxerre's home form, drawn 2-1-2, lost 1. If you look at Saint-Étienne's away form, they've been winning games. But they've been winning games against kind of pretty good opposition. They beat Laval in there. They beat Troyes. They beat Concarneau. They beat Caen. They drew with Annecy. Now, you'd be thinking, well, why are you not backing Saint-Étienne here? You know, they look like they're a force away from home. They're 16-5. You know, that sounds like a good shout. Joey, the reason I'm not backing Saint-Étienne here is the past 7 meetings have been draws. Back to back to back to back to back.
So it's starting to sound like the Vienna Derby.
it is like the Vienna Derby in here. So it was a 1-1 draw in the cup earlier last season, a 1-1 draw in 2022, a 3-0 Auxerre win after extra time in 2017. After, you know, it was a 0-0 draw up until then. And the games before that, 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, 1-1. There's just been a ton of draws in this game. And, you know, both teams are playing all right just now. As I said, Auxerre have been all right at home, beating Rodé and beating Annecy. Saint-Étienne have been really good away. But it's a game, they're right beside each other in the league. It's a tougher ask than maybe some of the games that Saint-Étienne have been winning away from home, with the exception of the Laval one. You know, that was a good win for them there. Just think the game looks like it's going to be a draw. For the pleasure of this draw, Joey, 5-2. So
we love that.
That's what I am. So what have you got to round us out?
Hey, you know, did I just complete the draw treble?
I think you have completed the draw treble. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a bit of subliminal planning on our part, going with the draw instead of went for either side. But no, yeah. So I'm to complete the draw, Trixie. I'll be back in Belgium. Backing another draw for Anderlecht, this time at 3.6-ish. That's going to be on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. And just like the last time I backed Anderlecht to draw against Club Brugge, this is going to be another matchup between two top Belgian sides that have played more than their fair share of close games. Gent sit 1 point behind Anderlecht in third place, and they've had 10 of 13 league matches settled by one goal or ended up level as a draw. And Anderlecht have had 9 of 13 league matches follow a similar trend. Historically, these sides have only seen one match settled by 2+ goals in the last 15 meetings, with 8 draws in the last 12 meetings overall, and 4 draws in the last 6 meetings at Ghent. Where I'm kind of glad that Andy's not here, because I know I'd get a little sick for this, Anderlecht have been in sensational form since Anders Dreyer came back from injury. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of why I don't agree with Ghent being even money favorites here. I think there's phenomenal value on Anderlecht on the double chance. I think it's 2-3-ish. All right. I'm sorry. 6-9. but Ghent have to travel midweek to Breidablik in the, what is it?
Icelandic League?
I can't remember if it's Europa or Europa.
I think it's Conference League. Yeah.
So I think that they should win that comfortably. I mean, I think they're more or less shoo-in to top that group, but I mean, still traveling away midweek, European football. I mean, it's going to be a tough match. Breidablik aren't going to just roll over, especially playing at home. But ultimately, I think Ghent should still have enough to scrape out a draw here. Both sides have been in phenomenal form, winning most of their home matches, winning most of their away matches. I think they'll cancel each other out. And another fun fact, Anderlecht actually haven't won at Ghent in 7 years. But they've been either level or lost by one in all 11 of those matches. And so that's more
they've
or less
drawn seven out of those 11 as well. So
I'll be looking at either 1-1 or 0-0. The little devil on my shoulder is saying 2-2, but
not a chance. 1-1. It's fucking 0-0.
I'd be just fine with 1-1.
I think it looks like a 0-0. But
drawing under 2.5. Yeah, not a bad shout.
Yeah. So Joey will be taking just the draw. Just the draw in there. So he'll be taking Ghent Anderlecht to be a draw. Andy will be taking Urawa Vissel Kobe to be a draw. And I'll be taking Auxerre versus Saint-Étienne to be a draw to combine to 39.95-1. So just a smidge under 40-1. So looking very tasty. Moving on to the charity bet. Now, Joey, the charity bet has not been somewhere that I've been very successful recently. Andy was good last time. He was excellent. He had the Tokyo Verde guys and they won for him. Now, we are going to keep him where we think he would like to be. He's in Japan. It is Sunday morning. It's 5 a.m. If you're still up and you've got something to do, then this is the game to be watching for you here. This is Yokohama F. Marinos at home to see Osaka. You'll get Yokohama at the odds of 10-11, to just under even money. We like this because Yokohama are in second place. They are the splitting team between Kobe and Urawa, who we fancy to draw this weekend. Alas, we do fancy Yokohama to win their game against the Sea Osaka team, who are 4 points outside the 4 points outside the AFC final Champions League place with three games to go. However, there's two teams between them, with Hiroshima and Nagoya in there, who both have easier games than this one. So Yokohama's home form. Last three games have been three wins. This was against Kaya in the Cup, against Sapporo, and against Urawa. They had losses to Kobe before that, who obviously are top of the league, and Incheon in the AFC Champions League here. Yokohama's last two games, Sea Osaka's last five games don't make for pretty reading. Drawing 0-0 with Hiroshima, getting beat by Kobe, getting beat by Kashima, beating Yokohama FC, which I think with a fair wind and enough bodies, we could all do. They're bottom of the league at the moment just now. And drawing one each with Kashiwa. It just looks like the kind of game that Yokohama would want at this point in the season. Playing against a team who kind of don't really have anything to play for. It would take a bit of a miracle for them to be ending up in the AFC Champions League spot. It's a game in which Yokohama will be looking to do the damage and to, if there is a draw between Urawa and Kobe, kind of steal a march on Kobe there, because they are only 2 points behind. So even money, you'll get them for there.
I think so we could do a lot worse, for sure.
Yeah, I think we could in there. So yes, yeah, so that rounds out Andy's, that's AI Andy's picks for the week, combined by myself and Joey. I'll move on to my charity here. And I don't know, I was going to say something a bit mean there, but I think Real Sociedad, we were talking about last night, I'm just surprised how good they are at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, they were a team who, they signed a lot of players that I would sign in FIFA, like they bought Kieran Tierney, obviously. You know, Andre Silva in there was another guy who's been doing really well for them here. But they've got a really nice task this week in playing bottom of the league, which is exactly who you want to be dealing with here. So they are facing Almeria on Saturday. Almeria are bottom of the league. They have taken 3 points from 12 games. That's the kind of team you want to be playing. But against Sociedad team who have taken 19 points from their 12 games. Just outside the European slots at the moment, just behind Betis and Bilbao and Madrid. Still well within the mix for getting involved in there. They've also been really quite good in Europe, handing out an absolute shooing to Benfica last night. They could have been 5-0 up at halftime. They were 3-0 up after about 20 minutes. They missed a penalty and had a goal barred off. Benfica scored in the second half that meant nothing, but they won that game 3-1. And they'll be playing against an Almeria team who have just been absolutely hopeless. They lost to Alaves, they've lost to Las Palmas, they've lost to Girona. They're top of the league, that's fine, that's not as bad. Losing to Bilbao. They got a cup win against CF Talavera, who play in the Segunda RFEF Group 5. So I'm not taking much from the being buoyed by that win in there. Almeria also got a man sent off in that game, so they're not even really keeping their discipline here. I just think a Sociedad away win here is looking pretty likely. You'll get them at 8-11. So I think a nice safe charity for me. So Andy's is even money. Mine's is 8-11. What are you rounding out this week's show with, Joey?
Yeah, I think Sociedad have kind of just been that team where you always feel they're mid to upper table. Like they're kind of always in and around it. But then like for whatever reason, this season, they've just been, it's just really clicked.
And yeah, it's clicking for the minute.
I don't know if it's been a while since they've played in Champions League specifically. I know they've been in Europa a couple seasons, but for whatever reason, it's just, they're on a tear right now. They've been, so you look at Union, who have kind of struggled with that.
Yeah, just work dropped out.
Sociedad are on the other side of that, where they've just been taking it all in stride. And hopefully it just sails in. It's a great shout. So to round this out, I'll be in Germany in the Bundesliga 2.
Nice.
For Hertha Berlin hosting Kaiserslautern. And Hertha Berlin, the home win is going to be 1.85-ish. So that's on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. So these are
Is it Karlsruhe they're playing against?
Is it? No, I think it's Kaiserslautern.
Is it not? Is it Hertha Berlin or not? I think they're playing Karlsruhe.
Unless they're playing Karlsruhe. One of those Kai teams.
It's KA to start, but yeah, I think it's Karlsruhe they're playing against. But yeah, I still think it's a good pick.
That's it.
Because I look, regardless, you sent yours ahead of time.
So these are two sides towards the middle / bottom of the table. But I think a lot of that is due to that kind of rough start that Hertha had to start the season.
Yeah.
They're kind of trying to figure out their striker situation. They just signed, it is Karlsruhe.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
The more you know.
It still stands. Doesn't change my pick. They're still.
Yeah, yeah.
Still shit,
it's back in Hertha, yeah.
Just, got my wrong Kai team. But a lot of that is, I mean, they're struggling beginning. I mean, you look at that 6-4 win for Magdeburg that I luckily scraped out from the win plus poker score, and they put up 4 goals. Like, there's two teams that are still going to keep up with that. But they've had, let's see, in the 12 matches in all competitions since losing their first 3 league matches, they've won 8 and drawn 1 with only 3 losses in their last 9 league matches for Hertha. Karlsruhe, on the other hand, not Kaiserslautern, they sit in 16th place for a reason. They've lost 6 of their last 12 league matches with just 2 league wins so far. And the key for me here is going to be the home and away splits, with Hertha picking up 9 of their 16 points at home. And they've only conceded 4 times in 5 matches. And that includes 3 clean sheets in their last 5 matches at home for a +8 goal differential. goal differential, while their opponents have only picked up 4 points in six away matches with a minus four goal differential. Lucha have won four of the last five home games, including a win against Mainz in the cup, while Karlsruhe lost five of their last six away matches, including a loss to Saarbrücken, which granted they had that massive upset against
Bayern. Yeah, it's Bayern. Not yeah.
So bad anymore, but yeah, they're just off the mark. And yeah, I think I definitely did my write-up on.
Hey, no, I think
but it still stands. It still stands. I stand by the pick, but I'm just now realizing
that. Was Hertha. I think Hertha's a great pick in there. You know, they've been on a real form here. Their only loss was to St. Pauli, who have been great. And Karlsruhe's away form's terrible. Like their last five games away from home, they've been absolutely dog meat. So I think it's Yeah, you did. You just get the wrong name, Joey.
The Saarbrücken. Karlsruhe.
So I think it's a great
awful. Yeah.
I think it's a great pick in there, Joey. I liked it when you sent your picks through a couple of days ago. I think Hertha are the team to be backing at the moment. You're right. They've figured it out now. They understand what they need to do. And most importantly, their early payout. So that takes us with the early payout charity treble of Real Sociedad, the Yokohama F Marinos, and Hertha Berlin, takes us with our 5% boost to 5.43-1. Which I'll be back in this week because Andy got his charity in last week and I did not. So £67 and a penny will be winging its way over to a charity of your choice, my choice, at the end of this week. So obviously a bit of a different feel to this show this week with me and Joey talking a bit about what we think Andy would have done. I mean, Andy can obviously get involved and tell us what he thinks of his picks. Yeah, when he's feeling a bit better, but hopefully he's feeling a bit better soon. You'll see Joey's in our lovely Trample Bet host football kit here. This is the sports social number if you're on Patreon here. You can join our Patreon if you would like to by visiting www.tramplebet.com, and then you can follow the link to our Patreon in there. It's about £6 a month, allows you to have a look at the cheat sheet, which is all of our picks written down in a handy JPEG format for you to peruse at your leisure. You also get to see our lovely mugs, Joey live from his hotel in Glasgow and me live from my house in Glasgow. Joey, this weekend, obviously, then, you're going to be, if Andy's feeling better, attending some football matches. Do you want to tell the people who you're attending over the next few days then? Tonight, obviously.
Yeah, should be an amazing time, actually. I'm more excited about it than I initially thought I'd be, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So tonight I'm going to Rangers versus Sparta Prague with Chris Kelly. That'll be a great time. And then yeah, if Andy's feeling better, I'll be going to Dundee away to Dunfermline on Friday. Saturday, Chris and hopefully Andy, if he's feeling better, well, I'll be going to the Glasgow Clan hockey game. Last time I was here, I went to It was Guildford Flames. I think it was Dundee, actually. I think it was Dundee Stars. But that was back down in South when I was staying in London. And so it'd be kind of cool to go to different stadiums in this UK hockey league, because that was one of my favorite things in the US, going to the NHL arenas, MLB arena or stadiums.
Yeah.
NHL arenas, MLB stadiums. Got to have the differentiation. But
yeah.
It should be a great time. And hopefully we get some good fireworks. And then Sunday, I'm going to Celtic Aberdeen with Chris as well. And then I want to say there's something on Monday, but I think we're just going golfing or watching something.
Yeah.
Something out with that. But
I mean, an exciting time. It could be much worse. But yeah, we're obviously enjoying having Joey here. Hopefully we you know, by Sunday, by Monday, he's just celebrating by getting on it because we've hit the mega coupon. So
absolutely. Then you guys are just going to be stuck with me for a little longer.
Yeah, that's it. You're just there in a couple of weeks. So, obviously, Andy's not here. So I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Happy hunting. And Joey gets to say my bit, which is...
Bye!
Sports Social Podcast Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.